The Lord bless you and keep you, Heart Dwellers. I'm going to publish a new message tomorrow morning, but the Lord gave me another message for today, a very short one, and I just wanted to mention a few things. I heard the Lord begin the next paragraph, but somehow I forgot He was speaking, and I began to speak. When I came to my senses, I realized I better backtrack and let Him say what He wanted to say. So this is what was on His heart. There are many people, many little children, who are lacking the most basic necessities. I am pleased to bless them in this season, called by my name. I wish for you to stop bickering over your personal ideas and consider that I instituted the holy days important for my people, commemorating important events in their lives. So I ask you, was the birth of the Messiah a landmark event in Jewish history? Was His incarnation, His death, His resurrection, and the promise of His Spirit? Are these events of less significance than my people leaving Egypt, than the Feast of the Ingathering at the year's end, the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of the New Year, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets? Is my birth less important than these feasts? Do you see how foolish all your arguments are? Is this not the product of pride and a wish to lord it over others with your version of righteousness? I tell you, it is. There is none that is righteous, not even one. All of you have been made righteous by my blood. Therefore, I would ask you to consider your estate without me and set aside these foolish arguments that do nothing but create contentiousness and empty disputes. Now, that said, it is my expressed wish that this feast day be commemorated by kindness done to the poor in my name. It's just that simple. Wherever you find them, tell them I love them, and this is a gift from me celebrating my birth. There are many ways to give. Look around you. I will send you special needs. I've put you where you are for my purposes, so you won't have to look far. And for those of you who refuse to contend over such foolish things as biblical celebrations, thank you. And that was the end of his message. Wow, that sure puts things in perspective I've never heard before. I wanted to just tell you all, I hadn't at all planned on this message coming forth. I was just going to tell you that we've made a wish list on Amazon for anyone who wants to contribute gifts to the poor and house. And you can access it through Amazon. The instructions are written out for you in the box below this video, but it's super easy. You log into your Amazon account, and at the top right next to the shopping cart, there's a thing that says Lists, a drop-down box. You click on that, and you scroll down, and it says Find a Wish List. Then type in Heart Dwellers, one word, and our list for the poor will automatically come up. We want to focus on creative or educational toys, nothing violent or occult. And this just gives you a few ideas. Also, if you get something that requires batteries, guys, these people are too poor to afford batteries. So please include a supply of the right size batteries with their gift. Just one other note, we have a free box shop in town here. They are needing men's clothing, so if you're in the United States and you're cleaning out your closets and you want to send us some men's clothing, please do, and we'll pass it on to them. The name of the little shop is A Giving Tree. Not listed in the phone book, they're way too poor for that. But they're reaching people out on the Mesa, Two Peaks, and Carson, and the reservation. They're reaching a lot of people that are very poor. Our address is also in the box below. Thank you so much for your kindness to this ministry, and the Lord bless you with His peace in this sweet season of His birth.